Hey, Taggett, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Gatch.
A podcast where we talk about stuff. By we, I mean Terry and Gatch. This is a podcast called the TagCast Podcast. We're in cahoots with Old Scratch. We've got some segments that we'd like to do for you, like what's in Hans the CD player, celebrity birthdays, and some deaths too. Sometimes fans' birthdays, to be fair. Some days we have guests and sometimes we don't. This week we might have one, maybe next week we won't. But one thing's for certain, TNG will be here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of the year. This is a podcast where we talk about stuff, co-hosted by Terry and Gatch. This is a podcast called the TagCast Podcast. The next episode's about to hatch.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
I'm getting ready for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Gink?
Gink.
Gink.
Gink. Wow.
Isn't that nice?
It is. Yeah, we do.
We should.
Hey, Gats.
Hey, yeah.
Are you going to start this episode?
Nah.
He's thinking about it. I think that's his thinking face.
It is.
It was kind of a half frown. He was like,
it is. This is episode...
That's just his face.
405, right? 405.
That's right. The fifth episode of the fourth season.
Numbers.
The 405.
Yep.
That's 405.
That can be a nightmare driving on that thing.
Yeah.
Where's that?
I'm not a fan.
No, me neither.
That's not up a fan in Portland, of 405.
Right? Yeah, I think there's one everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, because it always leads you to the 5.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they do it.
I am Gatchalapagola guy.
Two of him. There's two
twice,
of you.
Twice as much Gatchapole.
He's working
guy.
On the third one.
That's right. Yeah, and I am Terry Gatchalapagile.
Yes.
And it is Wednesday Hump Day, and we have a guest in the studio. Hello, Westy. How are you?
Hello. It feels right that I came in on Hump Day.
Hump
it really
day.
Does.
Yeah,
hump
does.
Day.
Yep.
Yeah, that's WWW, I like to hump. Right?
It totally works. And Wednesday, yeah. I like alliteration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Westy Wednesday.
www. Do you have a website?
Not yet. Working on it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What about a Wikipedia page?
Ooh.
I actually...
No, I haven't gone wiki yet.
We were also supposed to have Debbie Starr in the studio today. They're both from Clue FM, and I actually tried to do a little research on Debbie so I could have some questions for her.
Oh, did she have a Wikipedia?
No, I thought she might, though, because she's got some history.
Yeah.
You know? I used to win...
Yeah, she does.
I used to win concert tickets.
It just takes some freaky old boyfriend to go and fill one out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm waiting for.
I used to actually win, like, pizzas and concert tickets from Debbie when I was, like, 20. The 4 O'Clock Fax track on KZL 96.
Oh, man, that's where I met her.
Yeah.
Was at KZL.
Yeah. So anyway, if anyone's wondering in the background, Dustin had a weird look on his face with this music I started. This is another song from the Sound City soundtrack with Stevie Nicks, Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins. Of course, you knew as soon as she started singing.
You know,
you think she smokes 5 packs of cigarettes a day.
1101 Winged Dove sings a song, sounds like it's singing. Of course it's going to sing like Stevie Nicks, right?
It seems only right.
I used to think it was a one-winged dove that would probably like fly around in circles.
It does,
but
yeah.
My friend said, "Dude, it's a white-winged dove. Don't you fucking understand English?"
My big problem with it, though, is if it's singing a song, of course it's going to fucking sound like it's singing, right? What else would you want it to sound like?
And that would bring me to a question that I was going to ask both of you, since you work in radio, but it's just one of you now. Are you familiar with the term mondegreen?
No.
We talk about this sometime at the Dixie. A mondegreen is when you think a line of a song is something other than it is. It's an actual term that was taken from a 50s or 60s song. I won't be able to remember it right now. But
mondegreen.
But the line goes, and they laid him on the green. But someone said it said mondegreen. You know, it's kind of a marchy old song.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. But anyway, so yeah. Do you have any mondegreens, like old songs, like when you were growing up as a kid and you thought that they said something other, and then when you grew up, you found out what the real lyrics were?
Oh, gosh.
Tons, right?
There's a very long list. We could probably do an entire show, like at the station. Kid you not.
Yeah.
Of just those songs.
Yeah, exactly.
And in fact, I actually did that just the other week. I did three at three. It's a thing to do every day. Three songs that have something in common. And one day we decided to do one, like three songs that the most misunderstood lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that was fun.
Did you play Manfred Mann?
Wrapped up like a douche?
Yes, we did. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Now, this was a funny one. We were in the car, and I don't know why we didn't change its channel, but Jump by Van Halen came on, and it reminded me of a mondegreen from them. He says, I got my back against the record machine. And then I used to think he said, I eat the words that you sing.
What?
But he says, I ain't the worst that you've seen.
Yeah, that's how I always
But now it. The next time you hear it, just kind of think that they
no,
say that.
No, as soon as you said it, I know what you're saying.
I ain't the word. You
no,
know, like
I can
you're,
see
you're,
that.
My big one is on that Def Leppard song when he says, getting a little light in the load.
What does he say?
Yeah.
What does he say? Getting a little light in the load?
That's what he says. And then he goes, rocket, yeah.
Oh,
rocket. Yeah. Getting a little light in the load.
And you're like, from that day forward, I'm never going to get light
in the
load.
I just thought it was.
I know.
I just thought that it was weird that after their drummer lost his arm that they had a song called Armageddon It.
I know, that was, yeah.
That's fucking weird.
What was they doing?
They're like, are you getting it?
Armageddon. Come on, guy.
It.
Come on.
He's like,
no,
yeah.
I'm not getting it.
Does he get it? He's got no arm? Armageddon? Get it? Are yeah. you getting it?
Yeah.
Apparently
yeah.
the drummer wasn't getting it.
Oh. He got in a bad car crash, though. I felt bad for him when that happened.
Well,
for a second.
What about that you feel bad for the guy from Hanoi Rocks?
Yeah. He died. It was all at the hands of Vince Neil. And what did he get for it? A slap on his fucking leather wristband.
Yep.
And now look at him. He's all Botoxed and made over. He looks like a caricature of himself now. Like a little fat bobblehead doll. Bubble-headed bobblehead.
A bulbous.
Bulbous bobble-headed bobblehead doll.
Did Spock shave his eyebrows to get that? Or is that, you know, Spock, you know, did he shave his eyebrows or was that just... his normal thing.
No, they must have shaved part of him to make the odd shape. But
you said that as you looked at my eyebrows. When you
No, I was thinking about this the other day because I was watching.
It's a sales tactic. He just looks at people's forehead when he's talking. The voice.
No, what was going on was I was watching a show on TV last night with Lance, and they were showing him. And, I mean, it was really pronounced, you know, and I couldn't figure it out because, you know, they were showing Star Trek. It was... Barbara Walters showing the top five shows of all time in different categories, and they had the sci-fi.
Baba Wawa.
Yeah.
I was waiting for someone to do that. I was mine isn't that good. It's not that good. I'm not going to try.
That was one of the things. I didn't actually see the segment, but they kept showing they had Tina Fey and Lorne Michaels on there, and it kept showing her ass, Lorne. Why this thing that started like 35 years ago that's followed me ever since? And then it would go to commercial.
Because they're like, we don't care.
So what
does
they have to
always
do with
be?
Spock's eyebrows?
Well, no, I was just...
I have no idea. It's been a great journey, though.
Tangent.
Yeah, I was, just wondering about that because... And then I was trying to think of Leonard Nimoy today because he does kind of have...
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. I didn't know that they wanted to get rid of him back then in that day.
That was highly illogical, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that they found some, and I don't know much about it, so I shouldn't be talking about it, but that's what I do on this show. I talk about things I don't know much about.
Mm-hmm.
I speculate.
Uh-oh.
Did they find a new planet? Did anybody hear about this? They found a new planet somewhere?
On Star Trek?
No, in the world. In
Uranus?
In Uranus, yes. No, but I heard
that's
something about a new planet, and they took a... It's a polyp. And they took a poll They took a poll up, and they asked people what they thought that the new planet should be named, and they named it Vulcan.
Vulcan? Really?
Yeah.
That's...
And I heard this on another speculative podcast, so yeah. It's possible that it's not even true at all.
We're just starting rumors.
Exactly.
This is what it was now that I'm starting to remember. It was the top non-human television stars. Most beloved.
Most beloved.
And it was...
Alf?
Alf was like on there, dude.
I
Alf
doubt it.
Had to be on there.
Yeah, and
Harry
so
and the
was,
Hendersons.
No,
does it have to be TV shows or movies?
Too? Flipper
TV shows. TV Lassie show. Was on there, and there was no Flipper.
What? How could they? You know, I can make a dolphin sound.
I think there was
a bad one.
Couple other ones.
Cool.
I can't.
I can
remember.
Make water dripping off a dolphin
the,
sound.
The top one was. But yeah.
What kind of
Alf
noises you
definitely.
Can make with your mouth, Dustin?
We got oral talents here.
That was good.
That's some curtains. I pull on the curtains.
What?
We both look at the window.
You have blinds, dude.
I know, but if you pull on the curtains, doesn't that the sound it makes?
In stereo, even. Holy
and
shit.
And all he did was do it again.
I have to give credit where that is.
So say you're at a
I think I stole that from Tig Notaro.
Okay, say you're at a huge theater. And the curtains are huge. Does it look like?
Yeah, man, that is one pull. That is you got like
that's
a
big line.
Yeah.
Woo! Let's talk about some shit now, man. I'm ready to go. Hey, did you guys hear about this story out of New York? You ever been in a book club before? Anybody? You been in a CD club?
I got two books.
Okay. You're in a book club. Well, they got book clubs, yes. And now this is, I brought this on the show because I thought we were going to have a couple women on the show, but we just got one, which is enough.
Well, Debbie, she'll be here
I know.
Eventually.
I know.
One of these days when she's not sick.
I know. As you get old, as we are getting, you start to have health problems.
That's
but,
right.
We're in
so
no pressure kind
this
of
is kind of... towards the women here, a book club of the month, fruit of the month club, beer of the month club. Now, a U.S. entrepreneur has launched a tampon of the month club.
Debbie wouldn't be able to help us with that anyway.
Well, yeah, my wife had no interest in it as well because of a hysterectomy stuff. But no one actually enjoys the experience of buying tampons. Do you enjoy the experience of going into a store and buying them?
No, not really. But I love to find... the checkout person that would look the most uncomfortable with scanning
well, you might
them.
As well, right?
That's my. I try to go for the teenage boys.
Yeah,
you know, and just up there, and
yeah,
I've got.
Just
I always make sure I purchase lotion too.
Yeah, you should just to fuck with them. You buy condoms
and then duct tape because I need duct tape for. For many uses.
Yeah. So you buy duct tape, condoms. Well, first you should buy like some steak and some wine. And
bacon.
Then tampons, duct tape, condoms. Mm-hmm.
Or just a cucumber
and a
condoms,
shovel.
And then tampons.
And a mop.
So anyway, I thought this was a weird idea. It's for people who don't want to go to the store and you join their club. It's called Hello Flow.
So you just get your tampons in the mail?
Yeah.
Just delivered?
Yeah.
They do have man packs where you can go online.
Man packs?
Yeah, and you can have underwear and socks delivered to you on like every 3 months, which is a great thing because, you know, I mean, guys just don't like to shop and... it slips our minds to buy that kind of stuff.
And here's the big problem for apparently for women, they get tired of, you know, having to buy a whole pack of like overnight pads or something. And they want to, you can mix up packs. You can get mixed packs of like.
Yeah, you can have, they have
flow.
That now. They have
well,
like the variety packs, like light, regular, and super.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. This guy actually acts like he doesn't think that that's a thing already.
It is. You just
well,
have to go down
like
the store
more,
to get it.
It sounds like it's more tailored to like your personal, like, I need five of these month at the end of these month. And
well, the thing is, I don't think women really have a problem buying it. It's just never, it's like, yeah, I got to go through the checkout line. Yes,
exactly.
Everyone, I'm on my fucking period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I'm about to be.
Don't be a dick to me because I will blow up on you.
That's right. It's like a big old warning sign.
Exactly.
Do not mess with me.
So it says that this will help ensure women that they have the proper supplies and that they don't have to worry about running out late at night because they were caught unaware. I think it's kind of stupid.
Unaware. A woman that doesn't know. Unaware.
Obviously, this is created by a man.
Yeah. It
sounds like it. It is. He's an entrepreneur.
If you're unaware that your vagina is bleeding, Please contact us.
That's like those ladies that go into the hospital with a pain in their stomach and they pop a kid out.
The fat chicks? I'm sorry, I've seen it. Yeah, there was a lady from Brownsville
that did it in the 80s.
We talked a while back about
or sometimes
a girl.
They're so dumb they don't realize it. That's
I thought I had
thing.
A tumor.
Well, this girl was...
oh, God, I got a story about that.
What was she? Seven? No, she was 9 years old, and her parents were often at work, and she was 7 months pregnant before she realized.
Oh, man.
Was it nine?
I ate at this restaurant, and it was around here, and there was this waitress... And she was real petite and tiny, but she had, little ball. I mean, she looked pregnant. Yeah. It was obvious because the rest of her frame was very small.
Right.
So, and I was like, when are you due? You look great. And she's like, I'm not pregnant. I have a tumor.
And you're like,
it's like, oh,
that's not
here.
A tumor.
So it's just a second head growth.
Yeah. And like, you can't hide the look on your face when someone tells you that.
Or when someone says like,
what are you going to name it?
Yeah, our neighbor of the podcast, Lance, he had been seeing a couple friends. They moved away. They live down south now, but she had been pregnant for quite some time and he'd been seeing them at shows and whatnot. And then he saw her about 3 weeks after she had the kid, but he didn't know she'd had it, and she hadn't really lost all the weight yet. And he's like, so when are you going to have that kid? And she's like, I had it 3 weeks ago. Thank you very much. And he's like, oh, my God. Can I buy you a drink or something? I'm so sorry.
And what makes it worse, though, is every time he sees her now, he brings it up.
Yeah, luckily.
He's like, I'm so sorry.
He's like, remember that one time?
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I feel so bad.
Lucky for him, she lives.
You just don't ask. People just shouldn't ask.
She lives like 400 miles away, so he doesn't have to worry about that now, running into her. But that's always a foot in mouth.
Sense humor, though.
Oh, yeah, because a woman really, especially one that's pregnant, is going to be pissed off anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that same
you
night,
just don't
though,
ask.
Right after Lance was just got done saying, remember that one time?
Yeah.
And I think she slipped outside the Dixie and fell, and I was really drunk.
She literally slipped outside, yeah.
Yeah, and then I laughed really loud.
Her knee was fucked up for days after that, too.
Yeah,
and that was hilarious.
I got a thing with pop songs. You guys like pop songs?
I like pipe pop songs.
Pipe pop songs?
Like pipes hop pop pop
song? I'm going to name a song, and maybe you guys can guess who it was originally written for.
Written
I'm
for?
Terrible at that.
Written for. Yeah, I don't expect.
You're like, this I have set you up
dark.
To fail.
I'm going to claim that I'm really good at this, and I don't even know.
Rock Your Body by Justin Timberlake. You know that song?
I think
who
so.
Want to rock your body?
Who was that originally written for?
Michael Jackson.
Bam! See?
Yeah, I thought you weren't good at this.
Who knew I was good at this?
Okay,
good.
All right, we're moving on. We're moving on. You know that song. Adam Lambert, What Do You Want From Me? You know that song?
Yeah.
Who was going to originally sing that?
Hold on, give me a second.
Justin Bieber.
No, it's a girl.
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
Nope.
Madonna?
Pink.
I knew it was a...
That's weird. Adam Lambert.
Same thing, really.
I don't know about him.
What about the Pussycat Dolls' first hit, Don'tcha? Who was that going to be awkward?
Hot Like Me, Don'tcha, that one? Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, that's he's talking about that one, but I
who was it written for?
Yeah, some of the, this is...
When did it come out?
Chart.
When did it come out?
In 2005.
2005, okay. It was written for Britney Spears.
No.
Christina Aguilera.
No. Paris Hilton.
She doesn't sing, does she?
She was trying to then. At that time, she was attempting to. I think that was back in
the...
Not when the mediocre sex tape came out.
Whitney Houston. How Will I Know? Probably one of her biggest hits, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's busting that, belting it out on that song, right?
Big time.
Yeah.
Who was that offered to before she did it?
Janet Jackson?
Bam!
Whoa, you are a master at this game.
How will you know? You did know.
I just imagine.
Because she works in radio.
No, actually, it's just you match up the music with the style of
collective reasoning.
It's
Rihanna
it is.
With the song SOS. You know that song?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I don't.
I do. It's the 80s. I'm totally blanking on the band. The Cure. Not The Cure. The...
The Smiths?
No. The... Oh, God.
The.
Who was that crying game?
Christina Milian.
Okay, that was so far from what I was going to say.
She turned down the chance to sing that.
I would never come up with that. I was going for some guy, some emo-looking guy from the 80s that I had pictured in my head.
Rick Astley.
Robert Smith?
No.
Morrissey.
Never gonna let you down.
No, who's not
that,
him.
Who was that was leaving for?
Kind of like Boy George.
And,
come on, man.
The last one.
This is getting stale.
Lady Gaga wrote Telephone.
Right.
For Britney Spears.
Huh.
But wow. Britney never really did Britney, more than a rough cut.
So I wonder if you go about writing a song for a person, I guess you're just trying to write a song in their style or something?
Well, it's the same as...
Like a lot of them, I think, envision... When they're writing it, like who can pull it off or it has the sound that
it's
they're
like
looking
writing
for?
Comedy for Jeff Foxworthy.
You know? Oh, you might be a redneck if.
Yeah, exactly.
You know their
voice. You know their voice, their style,
writing,
their delivery, their range.
Christopher Walken.
You just go for it.
You know, write a song for
Christopher Walken.
Write a song for him.
He doesn't. Well, he does sing.
Did you see the Seven Psychopaths?
No.
Has Christopher Walken in it.
Is that a new movie? Newer movie?
Newer, yeah. Mm. Well, you can Redbox it. It's not Redbox. But...
How about Netflix?
Not there yet. I don't think it's there yet.
Did you hear about the guy who got a Netflix?
But it's good. Christopher Walken is good in that movie.
I love
him. Oh, and it has Tom Waits in it.
Awesome.
Would you get a Netflix tattoo? Do you love Netflix that much?
No, I do not.
Some guy
but
did.
Really? There's always someone that loves something that much to permanently engrave it on their body.
Was it for money, though?
No, he did it on his own, and afterwards, Netflix saw it and gave him a year of free service.
Oh, whoa. Mm. Was that with just streaming?
So if I, like, promote them, maybe they'll...
He said the tattoo costs more than the actual thing.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, but...
They're not going to give you face value, those bastards.
Yeah, we even though it costs them what to stream?
I don't know. But
nothing?
We call them nut fucks around this place. Because we don't like to plug.
We could find a word in this book that might better describe that.
Oh, that's right.
Here's the tattoo itself.
Whoa, I thought it was going to be just like that red square that said Netflix.
They all tried to get all...
cool with it.
I know. What's behind it? Scabies?
Flames?
I think it's...
Probably scabies. Yes. They tattooed over scabies. Yeah. The scabies came with the skin.
You pay extra for that.
Yeah. I can implant some scabies underneath the wound if you'd like.
Uh-huh. I'll have these scars forever.
It was probably he was going out with...
Look, it's seeping.
It probably used to say Nelly. Back when Nelly was big. And he's like, I got to cover this up, but the only thing that'll fit is Netflix.
So Westy brought a book with some interesting words. The first one we learned was gink.
That's right.
Gobaloba.
That's an insignificant
person. And here, I'm going to let you just open a page and choose a word and educate the masses.
This is Words to Offend and Amuse, Depraved and Insulting English, a book on language that you can read on the subway, bus, or a podcast. It doesn't say that, but...
But it should.
All right, here we go.
We are recording this on a subway.
Chiromaniac. Whoa. Now, what would you think that a chiromaniac was?
Something that had to do with... Fire.
You want to
that's
set
pyro.
Cairo.
Cairo.
Yeah, but you want to set kites on fire.
I would automatically think, and I'm seeing the answer, and it's blowing my mind. I would think that you just like couldn't get enough of the chiropractor. Like,
oh, okay, something with your back, like someone that has a thing for backs.
Right. All right.
It's
I love me a six.
Yeah,
pack.
I was thinking of like a different spelling.
Now I'm going I'm going to give you guys the sentence.
I was
just
too.
To
I was
see.
Doing the K. Yeah.
I'm going to give you the sentence, so you might be able to guess.
Okay.
The truth was that Jeb Purdy had been injured in a freak yachting accident over the summer holiday, but the vicious gossip at school held that he was a chiromaniac whose parents had wrapped his hands in bandages to prevent him from abusing himself in class.
Oh, like a chronic masturbator?
Yes! Ding, 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 ding. Now, I wouldn't even have thought that.
I think we've all been a little guilty of chiromania.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Jeb Purdy.
He
did have a Purdy mom, too. his parents wrapped his hands in bandages to defend himself from abusing himself in class.
No, it's just soft.
That's
that is tough in class.
Got to keep soft hands.
Wow. Whoa. Just every word I turn to is mind-blowing.
Isn't that book amazing?
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Quake buttock. That's one word.
Okay. Is it like a quake? Something to do with shitting?
Earthquake Richter scale shit.
Diarrhea.
A trembling coward.
Wow, it's still same thing.
He's a scaredy ass. Basically, he's trembling. He's a trembling butt cheek. A quake buttock. Buttock. Some compound words like bed swerver and smell smock and quake buttock are special because they convey their meaning by evoking a visual, fairly outrageous action that somehow embodies the spirit of the definition.
Yeah, it it means just like it sounds.
Quibber dick.
Quibber or quiver?
Quibber with two B's.
Quibber. Quibber.
The good thing about the word quibber dick is that you can't say
Harry
it without
Potter.
Laughing.
Is it a game in Harry Potter?
Reset and scene.
Like
the good
sword,
thing about quibber
fighting?
Dick is that people are not likely to mistake it for a compliment, even if they are not exactly sure what it means. You old quibber dick.
Well, that's like I coined the term turd Willis, which is someone who does
not quibber dick.
A turd Willis is someone who does not like to be called turd Willis.
What you talking about, turd Willis?
Yeah,
what
so
you talking about?
So therefore, anyone is a turd Willis. Unless you like to be called a turd Willis, then you're not a turd Willis.
Now, do you guys know what a quibbler is? Because a quibber dick is just a nasty quibbler. What's a nasty quibbler? Holy shit. Wow.
I think it's
book.
A dessert, right?
Yeah.
It's
can I order one of these?
A crumble dessert?
It's $13, but higher in Canada.
It's always higher in Canada.
What do you think about
people
that,
people should go
Baker?
There and buy it on Amazon through our link.
But not in the Canada Amazon. Man, some of these...
And they're all actual words. There's a lot of scientific words
almost, some
in there
of
that
almost,
are still used in science.
I almost can't believe that some of these are actually words.
I also have, I brought another book. We can always play Guess That Disease.
Yeah, let me give you guys one more. Fissilingual. Fissilingual. That's F-I-S-S-I-L-ingual.
Someone who likes to lick someone's face.
Staring out his barren window box, Boddington cursed that fissilingual convenience store owner. He should never have agreed to trade his winning lottery ticket for a pouch of magic beans. Fissilingual means possessing a forked tongue.
Huh.
So you could actually bod mod yourself into fissilingual, because I've seen people on television that have...
actually done that,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For what? I don't
I'm
know.
I'm a lizard.
I'm a fissilingual. Fissilingual.
They can't say that word if they have it done.
Yeah, exactly. That's like
that's
the
irony.
Word, that's the word lisp.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how, just mean.
Yeah.
How old is
it
too,
is what it is.
How old is too young to be married? To get married.
How young? Or
how old is
how
too
old is
young
too
to get
young.
Married?
I think it's like any age below 25.
Yeah, if you're smart. I'd gonna say 40. But yeah. I missed it by
at
a year.
At least. I mean.
I got married when I was 39 for the 39. First time. Last
yeah.
time, too. Was the last time I got married.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was about 2 months before my 22nd birthday. I married really young mm-hmm. and divorced, too.
My wife
it all
got
just
married
like
when she was 16.
In. Wow. 16.
And then she remarried the same man when she was 27. Because they got divorced right afterwards, and then uh-huh. she got married to another guy, and then they got divorced. So don't get divorced young, kids.
Yeah.
If you're listening out there, it's not smart unless you want to get a divorce. Because
well,
the leading
sometimes
cause of
it's
divorce.
Like the best thing on earth. Like yeah. you're just crazy. Like thank God for divorce.
The UN,
it's the best thing I ever did.
The UN Population Fund recently surveyed 42 countries and found out that more than a third of all girls under the age of 18 are married.
What?
Yeah.
Third?
Many, presumably against their will.
Was arranged.
Yeah.
If we're going like global scale.
Niger has the highest percentage with 75% of girls being married before they're 18.
Wow.
And let's see.
That's ridiculous and uncalled for.
Yeah. It is.
And there was one testimony presented from one girl forced to marry a 75-year-old man at age 15.
That's just sick.
This is what it says.
Does that include, like, consummation of the marriage?
Well,
or?
I think that's all it is.
Yeah.
Right? It's just to let you move.
Yeah, that's
let
just...
this,
he's like, I
this
went to that girl. I'll marry
this
her.
Was the testimony. This man went to my uncle's house and paid a dowry of 80 cows. I resisted.
That's a deal.
They said, you will marry this old man whether you like it or not because he is giving us something to eat.
I'm worth nothing less than 85
cows. 80
cows
is a lot of cows.
That is, but come on.
I'm worth at least 100 cows.
At least, at least.
It would feed more than a family, 80 cows.
Oh, dude.
Know, for the rest of your life,
yeah.
Right, though?
Yeah.
I mean, that would feed generations.
You could, yeah, well.
But yeah, that is pretty, I mean, that's just a lecce move to be going, hey, I got 80 cows.
Let me
have your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's 15, I'm 75. That's a perfect age
ratio. I'll get
her
back in 5 years.
I'll be done with her.
She'll be used up, and I'll need a 13-year-old. Just sick.
Oh, man.
Speaking of sick,
yeah.
She also brought a book, Westy did, called The Control of Communicable Diseases.
Yeah.
Manual.
You can guess that disease.
All right.
So this is a new game.
I know a lot of diseases.
She kicked ass
at
the game that you came up with, so maybe you'll kick ass at the game, and I'll just be the third wheel idiot on the show.
All right, so it's going to be, I have to kind of like scan through this.
Yeah.
But
got to find one that's worthy, right?
Right, right. One that is deserving. All right, this one, the incubation period is from 1 to 7 days, maybe a few days longer in even immunized individuals. And primary, it gives you a pneumonia, basically, and that's the beginning stage of it.
Hmm. I'm going to go with, is this an STD style disease or a different kind of disease?
It's not an STD.
All right. I'm going to go with,
it's just a CD.
Bronchitis.
Yeah. No, I'll give you another clue. So it is, in humans and commonly found in the upper respiratory tract of healthy people throughout the world.
Flammaxillar.
Is that a word?
I don't know, but it's a root.
Okay,
of flam.
One last clue. All right, you ready? It's been an epidemic and has killed thousands upon thousands of people before they were able to control it.
Bubonic plague.
Peanut butter allergy.
It's plague.
I just like to say boob. The black plague.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
That was it.
All right.
Yeah.
Plague.
Didn't their skin fall off, though? Or is that a different plague?
It just depends, I guess.
That was like,
yeah, I already like moved on.
Plagues.
That was like the virus from season 3 of 24.
When was the last
yeah,
plague that
exactly.
we had? What was the last plague?
I don't know.
AIDS?
All right.
Yeah, that was just cured last week.
Is that seriously?
It was a baby was cured from AIDS. It was born with, or basically HIV.
Yeah.
It was born with HIV as cool. And they tried this, whatever they did and tried.
I know
and
what it was.
She has been, she's 2 now, and I think about a year without any sign. They test no HIV, and so
they rub
basically,
Magic Johnson's money.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, they finally did it.
That's
way
so,
to go, Magic! Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Finally, let a little bill off of that.
You know,
pile.
That's right. In the same week, Cool Ranch Dorito taco shells were debuted, and the Pope quit.
And Doritos topped the headlines of all
That's
three
right.
of those
all
stories.
Three of those things. Yeah, Pope quits.
And then the Catholics stole smoke signals from the Indians.
Right?
Really?
Yeah, that's how they decide.
Wow.
Well, that's how they announce their decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's either...
Yeah, they stole everything, really.
They did.
Everything the Indians
What's
had, somebody
though,
stole
is
them.
That one guy that's decided right. now that the Pope... And nobody knows what the rules are for a pope that quits, right? Because they haven't had one in like 700 years.
Exactly.
And he's just like,
what do we do?
I'm just still going to live here.
So what's the new pope's name? Does anybody know?
No. Was it decided?
I don't know if they have it.
I don't think they've decided yet. I think they're just starting to convene. I don't pay attention.
I think we would have seen it on Facebook by now.
Yeah, you would have saw
there
it.
There would have been a meme about it that said something.
There would
like
have.
It.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Do you have a lot of Catholic friends on Facebook that post, like...
No.
All right. So you probably won't
the answer
me.
To whatever the rest of your question was going to be would still be no. I don't... I have
well,
some...
Well, no, I just thought... I was just wondering if, you know, if that would come across your news feed
no,
when
no.
it happened just because someone
Any
would
friends
go,
that are...
Or someone might go, what the fuck? I don't care.
Any of my
that
friends
hope.
That are involved with the Catholic religion are recovering Catholics, you know, so... It's like, exactly. I'm a recovering Christian. My dad tried to raise me that way until I could figure out what was actually going on.
So you're always a Christian, but you're just recovering. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I got a little bit about that in my stand-up now about how I think it's fucked up that when you go to AA meeting, they make you say, I'm an alcoholic. Hi, my name's Terry. I'm an alcoholic. Even if you haven't drank for like 10 years, you know, like there was a South. It also blows me away how most of me and my friends relate everything in society to South Park episodes. Everything. Well, I know on South Park it said this about the Mormons. But no, I think that you should be able to go there and say, I'm a recovering alcoholic. Because when I go to church, I don't want to stand up and say I'm a Christian. I want to say I'm a recovering Christian. And if you guys just keep praying for me, everything will be okay. I won't lapse back into that terrible life. I haven't read a Bible or prayed in 20 years, but still a Christian.
You don't think it's okay to read a Bible if you're just for general knowledge?
I think you'll enjoy that word right there.
Okay. Score a Cratia.
Score a Cratia.
I've scored a Cratia before.
I bet you have. I bet you have.
Yeah, it's like when you fuck a crab.
That's close. Now, let me give this to you in a sentence.
Okay.
So you might know what score a cratia is. It's not when you go out and score some cratia. No. Hey, you know where I can score a cratia?
Yeah, dude.
Wedding jitters?
Anywhere. It's easy to find.
Especially if you go to Taco Bell late at night.
Exactly.
Wedding jitters? Maybe. Whatever the cause, Jill's prenuptial score a cratia was rapidly becoming cause for alarm.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. See, now she knows what it means. Now, could you imagine Jill in her wedding dress just scoracration all over the place?
So it'd be like the nervous shits?
How'd you know? How'd you know it had to do with shits? Involuntary defecation.
Oh, man.
Well, I've never had
involuntary.
No, you have.
That's the key.
That's the drunk
as
fuck shits is what I call it. I'd be like, oh, I shit myself.
Yeah, but in the scenario that you're talking about nervous shits, right? Man. From the sentence.
Wedding shitters. It said jitters, but I think there was a misprint.
Just earlier in this week, I had a dream that I ran into Johnny Depp. It was like in this saloon bar thing. And I was talking with him, and he's like, all right, well, let's talk more. We'll meet up after we get changed. Like, we were going to go to some thing. And I was like, hell yeah, because it was Johnny Depp. It's like, fuck yeah. I'll do anything. You're Johnny Depp. So I go upstairs. This is in my dream, mind you. This didn't really happen. I want to make this clear. Yeah. I go upstairs and I just shit myself.
Awesome.
I was just like,
literally?
Literally. Yeah.
Did you tell him?
I was trying to get cleaned up, you know, because it's messy. It's awful when you shit yourself.
Your man, Johnny Depp, just asked me to go hang out. I fucking shit myself.
I know.
That's a euphemism. It's like,
and by the time I got cleaned up, and I go downstairs, he was gone. He wasn't going to wait for a girl that shits herself.
He's like, what are you doing up there?
That is true.
You didn't shit yourself, did you? Because every time I meet a minion.
It was like a bed and breakfast thing. It was like 1800 saloon building that was made into a bed and breakfast. And so downstairs was the saloon area, and upstairs was basically all the whore rooms.
Yeah.
And so, I went up to my whore room and changed. Mm-hmm. And I remember in the dream seeing like the slots of wood. And so I was worried that it was going to drip down.
That's awesome. That was the really twisted part of your dream right there.
In the dream.
You look down and you're like still thinking.
I woke up just like kind of freaked out. I'm like, oh my God, did I shit myself really? I'm feeling the bed.
Yeah, you never heard that quote from Johnny Depp? Like, every time I meet a minion, they shit themselves.
I know. I'm
silly.
I ask them out on a date, and they go upstairs and clean shit out of their asses. By the time I come out, they're gone.
You want to know something weird about Johnny Depp, though, but it's even weirder about Tim Burton, and I might have said this on the show before, but I don't care. You know, Tim Burton and Johnny Depp are good friends, right?
Yeah, they've worked together for years.
Yeah. And, you know,
he's like in every movie of his.
Yeah.
It's about.
And have you ever noticed how weirdly, like, Johnny Depp and Helen Bonham Carter could be like, they could almost be like fraternal twins? You know, they have.
Really?
I think they look very similar. You know?
I kind of see what you're. They have a similar look, but I.
Yeah. And so you got like.
I see where you're going with this.
Is it weird that you would like marry someone that looked like your best friend?
Yeah, I think that's a little weird.
Or that looks like yourself.
Yeah, I've seen those weird couples where they look like they could be brother and sister.
Yeah. Sometimes I think they just grew that way together. Like, you know, they just that comb just does the same thing.
You
both
start
them.
Acting the same. You start looking the same. Now, there was an episode of Seinfeld years ago where he was attracted to this girl that looked like him, and all of his friends are telling him, she's you. She looks exactly like you. And
it's like
of course
fucking
he,
yourself.
Yeah, he had to break up with her. She had the same ideas about everything. We get along great. We're the same. And he's like, that doesn't work. You can't be exactly the same as your partner.
I'm not going to write comedy.
No, no. I have to agree with that one.
Yeah, you need a little yin with your yang.
Mm-hmm.
And with
but
your
not
yang,
too much.
Yams. You want a little marshmallow with your yams.
Yeah,
I don't
you
really
do.
Like yams that much.
Those are good.
I don't either.
Really? I like them.
I don't know. I just... I don't know.
You seem
I
like you would
those,
be a yam type of guy.
I've just never really
been... I would have
picked
you as a yam guy.
I've just never really been drawn to him to really, like, go after the yams.
How do we get to yams?
But, you know, I... Those yam tater tots. I think I would try those sweet potato tater tots.
Those are good. Those
I
are
I almost
good.
Tried
those
at Bonac, like but I didn't have
them. Totally try them. Try them.
I will try them
I
next.
Like do a it. Tater tot...
I love sweet potato fries and dipping them in maple
really
syrup. It's like a pancake in your mouth.
Awesome. Like my God. Like a nice extra crispy hash brown pat, you know, like fresh and then from the Hot Cake House or whatever that place is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you just drizzle the maple syrup. Mm.
Drizzle.
And then
it's
you
like food porn.
And then you like... Then you make a fork out of the
tell
piece
me,
of,
what are you going to do with
you
it?
You make a fork out of this slice of bacon.
Uh-huh. What are you going to do with that bacon?
And like,
What flavor of bacon are you going to pour on that pancake?
All of it. Blueberry bacon.
Ooh, blueberries.
Will you smother your blueberry on my waffle?
Yes.
Will you dust it over my gatchel?
Will you butter it for me?
I will fill your waffle holes.
I'm going to dust it all over your gatchel.
That was hilarious. Do you have that up?
What?
Put that thing away.
Do you have that song
at the
ready?
You need to take the waffle out of your mouth, dear, before you continue.
I'm not sure if I have it up or not. It's on YouTube,
online.
Though.
It is on YouTube. Did you check out that song?
I'm going to dust it all over your gatchel.
No. I wanted my gatchel dusted. I'm like, trying to put it together. How do I do this in reverse?
Did you see the Jimmy Kimmel Channing Tatum one?
Oh, are God, yes. I've seen that one. That one's funny.
Yeah. So we kind of ripped that off, but we changed it. Yeah. It was funny. I don't think we won't play it again because most of our listeners have heard it. And if they want, they'll go back to the other one. But I did what we normally do when we have a guest on the show is just talk like we have been. But I got some actual questions.
All right.
Oh, wow.
And he actually comes up with some goofball questions because that's the way Gatch is. But I got
that's
some.
Rolls.
You want to do those first, actually? Your goofball questions? Your Gatch questions?
Should we go goofball first?
All right.
Or finish
we've been kind of going goofball. All right. Have you ever owned a horse?
Personally or just family? Like, my mom had a horse when I was a kid.
Wow. All right. Kinda. So did you ride a lot of, horses?
I did ride a lot when I was younger.
Have you ever...
rode the hell out of that horse.
Yeah. Have you had any freaky stories on horses
like
or anything?
Bad experience with horses.
With horses. No, actually, my mom was... people would pay her to train their horses. Yeah. And back in the 70s, she was even a professional barrel racer.
Oh,
and,
wow. See,
yeah,
that's
won,
what
like,
I was getting
nationals.
At, like, she wore one of those hats or whatever,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it must be the Spaniard in her. I mean, Spaniards are good with horses. So
oh, that's cool.
My mom's Spanish. So, yeah, maybe it just kind of came to deal. So I spent, I mean, basically a lot of my early childhood
around
at the
horses.
Stables and around horses. And it was pretty cool. I always got along with them. I mean, the thing I liked most was discovering a little... nest of owls in the barn one time.
Oh, nice. That'd been cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. Horses, good stuff.
We've asked that question to every guest that we've ever had on, and I think you're the first one that had a good answer. Besides a crazy got thrown off of a horse story. You never got thrown off of a horse? Or
No, honestly.
That's
I've gotten, they've bucked, but my mom taught me how to ride. And
how to ride and buck them.
Have you ever,
how to stay on. And
have you ever owned a sawhorse?
A sawhorse, like a little
no,
like things you work on, like
a tool.
You...
No,
yeah, okay,
I'm like, what? I don't know.
Have you ever?
Have a screwdriver though at home.
What about
orange juice?
I know that you have a sea monkey story.
I do have sea monkeys, and
right. I always go from horses to sea monkeys.
Yeah, that feels like the right thing to do.
You have them currently?
Yeah, actually, I have sea monkeys at home and at work.
Oh, wow.
The ones at work are really for Debbie Starr. That's Debbie's sea monkeys, because I got them for her 50th birthday, which was last summer.
Happy birthday last summer.
Yeah. Exactly. And so Debbie's never had kids or anything like that, but by choice.
she's got kitties.
Yeah, she's got cats. Yeah. She's a cat lady. And so basically I was like, well, your eggs are all dried up here. Here's your chance to basically, you know, have some children and hatch some children of your own. Because really, if you did have kids, you would have hatched them to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I gave her sea monkeys, and those little fuckers are still swimming, still alive. They reproduce, they fuck, they are amazing.
Do they just look like little tadpoles, kind of?
No.
I had them when I was a kid, but I can't remember.
You can't remember. They're little shrimp, and they look like little shrimp.
Oh, little brine shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh, back to South Park. Yeah, I remember now.
Exactly, the two little eyes and all their little, you know, they breathe through their feet.
Are they microscopic, though?
They have awesome.
No, you can see them. They, like, get that big.
You can watch them fuck on their side.
Yeah, they're like,
they're foot fuckers.
They will be, no, they're actually attached like doggy, you know, one, well, you know, one on top of the other.
Yeah.
And
sea monkey style.
Sea monkey style. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Do me sea monkey style. Yeah.
It's a foot fetish.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Chick them
all.
So they just lock their toes.
The
is that what they do?
They just like lock on top of each other, you know, and they swim around and fuck for days.
Days.
What a life.
Yeah.
Man.
And then you see like the sac grow and
wow.
Sea monkeys come out of
it. I'm learning stuff
here. The sea monkeys have sacs.
Wow.
And I think I read somewhere. Sex. Yeah. But they stay attached. They just keep fucking while the sac gets bigger.
Right.
Yeah. And so it just swells up and it looks like a little dark ball, you know, on them. And you're like, what's that? Dude, they can't. Is that shit? Like, you're trying to figure out.
Yeah,
and then so all of a sudden the ball is gone and you see tiny little specks like spazzing out in the water. They don't swim. They just kind of spaz.
So do you have to like clean the water? And
no, we've never cleaned the water. We just let them.
It's a test.
It is. It's a running science experiment. You know,
what
see how long. Those sea monkeys have been alive almost a whole year.
That's
well, they've
cool.
cycled through.
That's
They're
cool.
not all, I'm
the
pretty sure.
Ones.
Yeah, they just keep on reproducing.
What you can do is
living
you can
on.
Get,
we're probably on 10th generation.
Go and get the smallest one now and put a necklace on them or something.
Right. Well, we've talked about frying them up or drinking them. Like, one of these days, we're going to drink them.
Can you just take like a little fine tip, red,
just the tip,
red pin, and just like dot one of the back ones so you can see the lifespan of that.
I think that'd
one.
Wash off in the water, Gatch.
Yeah. Well, it's a permanent marker.
it's permanent. You take it out, and you stick it, and you put it back in the water.
I think you need to stick with the idea of the necklace. If you could create a
necklace
for a sea monkey.
What about
an
ant farm? That's another
ant
thing
farm.
I've always wanted to own, but I got one over in the windowsill, but it's
not really
like contained.
What?
They crawl up over there, and I
Terry and I are both looking at the window like, where the fuck is it? What's he talking about?
Doesn't
that
it look
pile
like,
of
don't
tarot.
You see it?
Yeah,
it's a pile of taro and ant traps over there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You feed them and you know where they're going.
Yeah, keep them in a certain area.
Exactly.
Just keep them at their entrance.
I call those kids, and they attract. They always find the ants. The ants are very drawn to the kids.
But I was always interested. Maybe you own one of these, Terry. Maybe just the ant hill that's just two pieces of glass.
Yeah.
Together.
No, I used to have one as a kid.
Is it just so thin that it's just one the size of one body of an ant wide?
Yeah.
No.
I think they can pass each other.
Yeah, they can.
It's a two-way street.
All right.
It's not that bad. You can check it out.
Depends on how big they get, though.
But how do you feed them in there?
They I think there's like little sugar drop things.
They
like
eat their
little
young.
Dropper.
Do they eat their young? If they die,
the babies.
The sea monkeys
eat
the old.
Your babies.
I think they carry the dead back to the nest.
They carry the dead?
Yeah, I think they do, because I had a bunch of dead ones up there.
I'll eat your babies, bitch.
Maybe.
That was a quote from the dingo. I'll eat your babies, bitch.
Is that the dingo? The dink?
the Kinky Dingo.
I actually thought it was from that.
It probably is.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll Eat Your Babies, Bitch.
That's right.
That's a good show.
It is a good show. I like that.
Fun.
I like that bitch.
Yep. And then you can find all that on Netflix, too. That's a good thing to watch on Netflix so you don't get sucked into watching some stupid movie that you have to watch clear to the end.
Yeah.
But anyway, I move on to my question so we don't run out of time. Not that we have a time restraint here, but I noticed that when you first started working at Clue, you said you got back into radio when you were working there. What was your previous experience in radio?
My previous, basically, I was an intern.
Oh.
Back in college at KNRQ and KZL. And that's when I first met Debbie back then. And I got offered a position. It was temporary, though. And after my internship was over, but just life came up. Grandparents got sick. I dropped everything and went to help them. And just then life takes over, you know.
You get a job doing something else.
Exactly. And so it'd been exactly 10 years. And I had run into Debbie Starr through what I was doing with my roller derby league. So I did the PR for Sicktown, and one of the things was thus meeting with the local radio station. So they sent me, met with Debbie Starr and just kind of clicked. Like, I was like, you know, I was your intern. I didn't expect her to remember me.
Right.
Really.
You meet so many people.
Exactly. And there's so many interns that rotate at a radio station constantly that it's like, you know, I was one of 100, you know,
exactly.
No big deal. And, but she remembered me and because she was like, oh, you're that bitch that got to meet Johnette at the Concrete Blonde concert I wanted to go to. She was like,
that's why she remembered you.
Yeah. Cause she wanted to meet. Yeah. For spite. She wanted to see and meet her. And, ironically enough, Concrete Blonde was coming through and we ended up going to that show and that was kind of like, together.
Yeah.
So it kind of came full circle. It
was
a lot of cool. But if it weren't for roller derby, I wouldn't be doing radio right now.
That's cool.
And Debbie Starr and roller derby. That's what brought me.
And so how long has it been that you've been at Clue? Like, has it been a year yet?
It's been a year.
I thought so.
It's been over a year.
I threw out my Muppet services.
Muppet?
I'd come and be a Muppet for you guys.
Because
I don't work currently, you know. I'll just come in.
That's right.
Maybe you guys.
You're a designated drinker as of right now. You've gotten a start.
You could be the Clue Muppet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had.
That's probably
our
the
Muppet.
Maximum I should drink on air, though.
On air, ever. No. Our Muppet was an intern. That was just the most naive, green little ginger I've ever seen in my life. I mean, that boy.
But he didn't know what a ginger was, right?
No, he didn't. And then when I explained it to him, I know he's very sheltered. Came from a very, very
because we talked about that on another
childhood
episode. And ginger term dates way back.
Yeah, way back. And he's never heard. And I told him about not. He looked like he was going to cry when I told him he didn't have a soul.
I do.
He's like, Jesus has my soul.
See, that's why you don't have one, because Jesus had it.
That's right. That's why you're a soulless.
You fucking blew it, dude, when you gave your soul
ginger.
To Jesus.
That's right. So
Jesus loved
so,
ginger.
Yeah, we got him. He turned 21 during his little term with us, so we got him drunk on air. And the kid threw up like three times.
Nice.
And his dad had to come pick him up. He was drunk and thrown up and just basically game over by 10 o'clock in the morning on
his
birthday.
That's excellent. So that pretty much answers my third question. Do you just love your job or what?
I do.
Of course.
I do.
I saw a post from Debbie the other day that said, you know, I don't get paid much for it or whatever, but
I
love radio.
Don't.
I'm so high on radio right now. I'm loving it.
It is. And that's how I feel too. Yeah. It's, there's just so much more too. I think a lot of people just think we stand there and play music and just, you know, that's it. That must be nice. You sit there. There's a lot. More kind of like behind the curtain.
You guys
like
get
wizard
and stuff. And
dude, people used to always say, oh, DJ, you just get to sit and listen to music all day and talk.
Exactly.
You don't even really get to listen
to the
songs.
And the thing is, you don't.
Time.
I mean,
maybe
it's a rarity.
The beginning and the ending.
Exactly. Yeah, because
sometimes
you're busy.
Why would you want to?
Yeah.
Here's Freebird. Click.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's a list of songs we both
Well, he has a thing he's called The Vault, where there's just certain songs that have been played enough times
that,
to where they might have been a good song, and they might still be a good song as far as the basis of
but
the song.
But they should be retired.
Yeah, exactly.
Because once you hear the first note, you could play the whole song in your head in like 10 seconds. You
taking care of business.
You're taking care of business.
You shook me all night long.
You shook me all night long.
A lot of Bob Seger songs, I think.
Against the Wind.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I put a new
I'd
twist on my
Bob Seger
joke
the other
day.
I saw that. That was pretty long, though.
It was.
Again.
That was good.
And Boston and Journey. I mean, these are a few of the ones I hate.
Yeah. I love blasting.
I mean, they're
out
good. I like them, but
Journey though.
Yeah,
you can't help but sing to some Journey when he's all belting out those lyrics. Or maybe that's just me.
No, that's everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why.
Is that why you're retiring them?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question is like, since you've been in radio, what are some of the coolest celebrities or rockers that you've got to meet?
This last summer, I got to do a lot of introing for bands passing through.
Uh-huh.
And that's really been one of my favorite things about radio in general, just that getting to do stuff outside the studio.
Yep.
And so this summer, I got to intro War. That was really
sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I did
Eddie Money was funny. That guy.
Now, have you seen that commercial of him for the travel agency?
I have.
What's the deal with that? Is he mimicking himself?
Yeah, he is. He's just...
Pack your bags and leave tonight.
Yeah, but the thing is, he sounds...
Actually,
he's
four. It's in 3 weeks.
He, he's really... He smelled... All he did was stare at my boobs, and he reeked of... vodka.
Yeah.
You know,
he used to do a lot of cocaine, I read,
and that
had like a cocaine heart attack or something weird.
You know why though? It's because nobody, because everybody always called him Eddie Rabbit. Right? Everybody always confused him and thought he's saying I love a rainy night.
No.
Oh gosh. You know, I could see how that could happen.
No. Yeah. Well, it has
for me. I love classic rock, and
well, I know
I've gotten to
this. You might have forgot this, but didn't you get your cowbell signed by somebody?
I did. Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
I have a cowbell, and they, I used my charm on them because it is. I've looked it up.
They were reluctant to sign it.
I could a little. Only Buck was. I convinced him. Yeah, and but the rest of them were willing. They're like they're just shaking their heads like fuck.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But the thing is, they don't. Debbie and I went out for drinks with them afterwards, and they told us, they're like, you know, we never do that. You hang on to that because I don't think there is one that has all of us on there.
Is it Eric Bloom too still in the band?
Yeah.
Wow. That was the first concert I ever saw when I was like 7 or something.
Yeah.
Lane County Fairgrounds, 1976.
Wow. Nice.
Bob Seger, Blue Oyster Cult, and UFO.
You think they would have changed colors by now?
Yeah.
And then the drummer tried to get me to go with him to back to his hotel room.
Ooh.
And that kind of thing. He's like some kid from New York.
Oh,
you know,
one of
they
the
have,
young guns.
Yeah.
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 How would that be like as a
no, I was like, no. No,
as a band gimmick, if you were Blue Oyster Cult and there's every album, instead of naming the album different, you just change to a different color. So you'd be Black Oyster Cult, and then the next one you'd
white
be Red
Oyster
Cult.
What about the White Oyster Cult?
White Oyster Cult.
You could the Rocky be, Mountain.
That's scary.
The Rocky Mountain Oyster Cult. That'd be like the country album.
I know.
Or the John
The
Denver.
Ball Swallowers.
That's right. Bulbous.
He's a bulbous bobblehead.
And then after a while, you could
with
go
issues.
To like other, you could be the Blue Clam Cult.
Yeah.
And the Blue...
Blue
Mollusk.
Ball the Blue Bulbous Court.
Blue Bulbous Ball Club. Man, your balls are blue and bulbous. Can't believe it.
Better to drag them.
So you say that roller derby is what got you into radio. How long have you been involved in roller derby? I noticed that you did your first bout
like
a few months ago. But,
it was.
But you were involved in it before then.
Yeah, it takes a while, especially if you haven't skated since you were like 12.
You had Skate World.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the Lebanon skating rink.
Exactly. Yeah. So it'd been a while.
Tailbone, busted up your tailbone pretty quickly, right?
I did.
I've
been with Sicktown.
Pillow lesson.
Oh, yeah. I've been with Sicktown for about a year and a half. I started... And so I guess it was about fall of 2011. And
I was really impressed. I went down there with you one time, volunteered. I mean, there
that's
was a
right.
huge turnout.
There is.
And
we draw
a
crowd.
It's you know, it's a high ticket compared to other entertainment things.
It is.
I mean, it's comparable to a movie. Let's be honest. I mean, you're going to spend less there taking your family there than you would to a movie, for sure.
Exactly.
You know?
So...
You know, there's like 800,000 people there. 1,000 people there.
800,000 people?
800,000, dude.
That was at that place with the fucking Trailer Park Boys place.
Yeah, 800,000. It was insane.
800,000.
I didn't know they had venues that big here.
Yeah, it's been a long road, though, because
so it's kind of an apprenticeship, is what you kind of
have
to do?
Well, yeah, you just have to work your way out.
Right.
Up. You got to learn the skills, your stops. It's safety first, and then learn how to skate, and then kind of, as you get better, skating combined with hitting techniques and learning the rules and all of that stuff.
You guys got a practice squad to practice against, right, of developing players. Right?
Well, we scrimmage each other. That's the thing. And we'll scrimmage other teams. Then our bouts, our games, teams from out of the area.
Yeah.
But it took me a while to get there because I broke my tailbone about a month into it. And that took a long time to heal. And
because you're always sitting, you know, every time you sit. And
did you have to get a donut?
Probably like
I refused to do the donut. I did not get
good
one.
Job.
I did not use it. I did a lot of time like shifting
side,
hip to hip.
Yeah.
Side.
Yeah.
It just looked like I was always presenting, you know.
Check me out. Or like
that's all right.
Squeezing out it's a little like, fart.
Exactly. They're just prepared. They're
I'm
like,
just ready.
Are you about to fart? Are you trying to show me your ass?
Or are you just like,
I'm like both.
Look at my shoulder.
Look, right there. You like that? This is my good side.
Here, now watch this.
Right here. Yeah. Yeah. On the other side.
This is my bad side.
So yeah, it's a great league though. And there's women of all different backgrounds, ages.
Yeah.
It's amazing camaraderie.
Color commentary and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah, definitely. And, Derby saved my soul.
A beer.
That's awesome.
A beer garden, so you know, going on over there.
Yeah,
it's a good time, man. I really enjoyed it. I didn't quite know what was going on as far as the scoring,
<rules. laughs>
the scoring and the rules. But
it's pretty simple, really.
Amber Louder, she kind of
it down for you.
She broke me down through a little bit, and I understood. But
she's known as Ambo.
Yeah,
call her Ambo. That's her derby name.
And the most important thing that I saw was you guys are like kicking ass. It was like 180 to like 90. So
that must have. I remember that bout.
Yeah.
Yeah. We in fact we just had a bout in Washington yesterday. We lost by like 60 points. It was really close. They were ahead at halftime, but it only takes a couple of power jams and you're behind again. And.
Mm-hmm.
So, Derby's
watch
awesome.
As a kid, like on.
I did, actually.
In the morning.
Yeah, I did watch it when I was a kid.
That was some stuff.
There was
they
a
were,
movie.
Like, raised up
and we do, by the way, we do. It's flat track, so.
Yeah.
Part of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association.
Mm-hmm. There was a movie in the 70s that my parents took me to. It was either called Roller Derby or Roller Ball or Roller something. But it was crazy, and that was the first, like, influence that
It was like time. Xanadu, was it?
No. It was
I remember a rollerball.
It was like
it
a
was
hard
like a sport. They had like a highlight stick with a ball that they were trying to get to a center thing. But
I think that was
inline skating.
Oh, I see.
That was something else. But it was a hardcore movie about the girls, and it was kind of like an early version of that movie that came out with Drew Barrymore and
Whip It.
Probably not very.
No.
Accurate at
no.
all.
And that was Bank Derby anyway.
Yeah. So you guys have a website for your...
We do. SicktownDerbyDames.com.
Okay. Cool. Yep, people
there.
That are interested in, go to that website and check it out for their schedule coming up. Probably
such
have
a badass name, too.
Yeah.
Sicktown. You know the story...
Because it is
story,
a sick fucking
it
town.
Is. It
I'm
is. But
fuck.
It has a lot to do with a couple things, like the...
Just all the
Willamette Valley
in town.
Being the valley of the sickness,
yep,
so to speak.
For sure.
And also, a lot of women that started the league were involved in the medical field.
Ah, so they're helping.
Yeah,
the
that's
sick.
Why
sure.
our mascot's Sharon Diseases.
And you're cool.
I've been Sharon Diseases before.
You were the nurse, the zombie nurse.
Yeah, I was the zombie. That all last season, I was Sharon Diseases while I was working on my skills
Wait
to
a
get
minute.
To. About
who last
you?
Season, you were doing what?
I was Sharon Diseases
with all the other ladies.
Oh, that's how I was spreading the sickness.
And now look at her; she's already like performing and skating in bouts now because of her sharing. Okay,
do you have a favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
Oh,
The Weatherman.
That was a good one. Nicolas Cage. I like when he did, you know, the... Oh, gosh.
Can I change the question?
Yes, please. God, thank you. I'm drowning. Please.
I've heard... I read it on your wiki page, actually.
That I made yesterday.
Yeah. That you enjoy a good Keanu Reeves movie.
But it said
Point Break. I only like Point Break.
But on the Wikipedia page, didn't it say citations needed?
Yeah, it did. There were citations needed. So what about Constantine?
Oh yes, Constantine. I do like that movie.
Yeah,
yeah. It's kind of related to my son in a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he. I always joke that I'm the mother of the Antichrist because he was born 6606.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. His middle name is Lucius.
Wow.
I couldn't resist. It means the bringer of light, so.
It doesn't sound like that's what it means.
No, it's his middle name. He knows he's in trouble when I use it. But.
Yeah. His friends at school, when they find out, they're going to be calling him Luscious Lucius.
Yeah. Yeah, but he, in that movie, when Satan comes to collect his soul, his mm-hmm. The clock starts, the watch stops when he comes on Earth. That's the time my son was born.
Whoa!
And that movie was made before he was born.
So you planned it all out.
Perfect. I know.
I don't know anyone who has timed their birth to the minute.
That's right.
From conception. Like, baby, right now. Do it. It's like, I'm not ready. No, you got to come now. You gotta
now!
Come. Or the devil will strike your soul down.
He's sweet, though.
Yeah. He's not a devil child. Yeah,
he's not. You know, we hide his mark well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let his hair grow in the back.
That's right.
But yeah, so ultimately, I know you're a mom first, but what are your like major aspirations for like radio and roller derby and life in general? That's the big finale question. what are your aspirations?
It's been amazing how the two have really come together in my life, because they're both things that I love, and I just want to continue to do what I love and use it as a positive influence in the community, because there's a lot of charities that we work with, both with Sick Town's involvement, we always partner up with a local charity, and as well as on Clue, different events that we're involved with.
Notice how many things that radio DJs do outside of just the studio, on top of, like we were talking earlier, production work and stuff, but just involvement in the community, always going out to events and doing broadcasts, or even if not, just having the presence there.
Exactly. And that's just
the big
kind of
undies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just what it's all about. Just bringing people together. And, when we have a good cause, it's great. Other times it's just for a good time, which we all need.
Yep.
It's healthy.
Yeah. And doing what you love as a job, or just like your main part, it keeps you.
I'm poor as hell, man. Let me tell you. It's like,
but you're rich.
Exactly.
And your friends
happy
and your family and your life. That's the totally important thing. A lot of people think, oh, it's important to have a lot of money and a good job.
Exactly. Or they think you must, make such good money or have all these things. You have all the hookups and all this. It's so glamorous. It's like, no, it's not. I'm busy and, I can only divide and spread myself so thin. Yeah. So it's
a little bit nice to have people think that about you.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all I do is just play music and rock out. Hang out with rock stars.
Yeah. Every night's a party.
I got asked back at the hotel by the drummer from Blue Oyster Cult. No big deal.
No big deal. I said no.
Yeah. They signed my cowbell.
That's right. That's all I wanted.
Who else has got the signed cowbell? Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah. Nobody. You hear me?
Best perks.
No big deal. Yeah.
So, you don't plan on taking over the world in radio?
No, I'm just hopeful that I can stay in radio and be able to do what I love, because of the fact that, technology and...
It's scary, isn't it?
It is. And
with the pre-programmed stations.
It is, Pandora.
Yeah.
But, there's a lot that's killing radio.
Yeah.
But I like to think that I believe in it. I believe in radio.
Me too.
And I think it needs to stick around. I don't think people should give it up, because there's something that those little program and automated fucking music systems can't do is they don't have that human touch, that relatability. And
or to say, rain stopped. It's sunny right now.
Yeah, it's like, hell yeah, weatherman was wrong. Get out there, you know, enjoy life.
This is, in my opinion, as far as the radio, I think the corporations need to take a little bit more of a back step as far as the programming.
Yeah.
And let back to the individual voice of the DJ.
Exactly.
To be able to.
And that's actually the beauty of the company right now that we work for. Because they're giving Debbie, because Debbie is the program director.
Sure.
It's just
sure.
Debbie and me running that station. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 1,000-watt station. We got range from Portland down past Eugene. Mm-hmm. And I know we got.
Yeah, you guys are a smaller company too.
Yeah, it is a smaller
company.
More like
the bigger ones, like
the Cumuluses, the Clear Channels, and all that stuff.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, to where
everything has to be this formula, this format. Yeah. Don't deviate from it.
You must play
this
Nickelback
type of,
every 2 hours.
Oh my god!
Time restraints and stuff like that.
Exactly.
You can only talk this long.
And we still kind of have that in some respects, but that's just up to the PD and how they want the station to sound.
Yep. Yeah.
And
for sure,
Debbie,
for sure.
Who's
Debbie's
running Clue, I mean, she has an amazing. She really puts a lot into it. She really thinks about the music.
When I was in there,
and
too.
The balance,
and
what we do.
And what I really also appreciated was
it's more for the music. In radio.
But even beyond that, she had that Morton Downey Jr. record hanging there. I remember watching that guy. That guy was creepy.
Oh man!
You know?
On the late night TV shows.
Yeah,
right.
He was the original Jerry Springer.
Like punch it,
you know. And you know, I mean, but he had a personality.
Yeah,
and I mean,
exactly.
He was. I don't know if he was from radio or not. He very may well have got his start.
He had a mouth for radio.
yeah. And so I appreciate that, and that was cool, and. It was a good time.
It's good stuff. Did you have fun when you came in?
I did.
He was our designated drinker.
I didn't really know, you know, you guys are, it's a small little studio.
It is. There's not a whole lot of room.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
It is
good
fun.
Stuff.
Yeah.
All right. And this is kind of funny, but it's not
really funny.
Now I'm
craving that drink again.
last question for Westy.
All right.
Can you get me alone? No. Are you still doing that?
I am.
Okay,
I just
wanted to give you a little plug out on your
loan
action.
That's right.
Action.
I work two jobs. Yeah. I'm a loan officer.
We're on the board of a charity, and we'd love to have the charity purchase the Dixie.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. If I had the money, there's so many things that place is great for.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool space and great location, really, because people from... It's easy to find. It's kind of
central.
In the middle there.
I think you a good plan would be to market it as not a local, towards the local, but as the, you know, it seems like between California and touring things from that to Seattle,
it's
especially
like a cool
now that you got more comedians making that travel up to
Bridgetown. That's right,
Bridgetown.
Up to 5 and...
And, you know, if you're on I-5, it's literally not even a half an hour out of the way.
No, right? It's not.
You know, and
like
some of those events you could charge like 10, 15 bucks for, you know, if you got like some bigger Seattle bands as they're going down. But, you know, you always have to consider the locals, too.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of thought there, Gatch.
Yeah, he thinks a lot about everything.
I do.
Bacon postcards, karma cards. Yeah.
I got
bacon air fresheners.
Yeah.
I know. I got some bracelets I'll show you upcoming.
Bacon?
Yeah, you know.
Bacon bracelets.
You know the rubber bracelets?
Is it kind of like the little candied bracelets that
these are...
non-edible.
These are like the Live Strong...
Oh,
bracelets.
Those types.
I got it in colors. It's swirled to where it's going to
look like
I'm
bacon.
I'm hoping like a strip of bacon.
Oh,
I got
that's
some of those.
Brilliant.
Coming. Yeah.
I know someone. I skate with a girl. Her name's Meat Candy.
Ooh.
And she's like the bacon mascot.
Really?
Can I meet Candy?
You can totally meet Meat Candy.
All right.
It's a meat you can't.
Can't
beat.
Meet her.
You can. Yes,
can't,
you can.
You can't put
one
the meat
biggest,
to her.
One of our
yes,
biggest listeners up in Canada. His name is Adrian Bacon.
Nice. Yeah,
no relation to Kevin either.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't have a mascot. I'm La Matadora.
Awesome. Yeah, so I wasn't serious about the loan, but if anybody out there is looking for a refinance or any kind of, like, what kind of loans you do, just...
Yeah, mortgage loans. Mortgage loans. And, yeah, refis.
Now is the time to buy a house.
If you're paying, like, over 4% or even over 3%, then it's just way too much.
Yep. Hit her
interest rates are ridiculous.
On her Facebook or wherever you can find her.
Ridiculously low?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I refied someone just... like a couple of weeks ago.
I have
2.5.
Whoa.
Yeah. I have shitty credit. Ding, ding, ding. How am I going to do?
Hmm?
I have shitty credit. How am I going to do?
It depends on how shitty it is. And
what's your credit score?
I owe 302. I owe a few bucks.
It's okay to owe. It's just kind of where you're at in your history.
Wow.
And your current stability.
Yeah. Well, stability. I mean, I've had the same job pretty much since 1994, and I've lived in two residences from 2000. So
that's stable. That's a good thing on your side.
All right.
And we can do what's called like a rapid rescore too. If there's something wrong with your credit, we can put in to have it adjusted, or like say, hey, I paid that off, but it's not showing up. We can adjust that and then rescore
it. In.
Rapid
and,
rescore.
I got one final question for you. Flintstones, greatest cartoon ever or not?
Not.
Damn it.
Do you think it is?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
I'll stand by my all-time decision.
All-time. Yeah, I mean, I've only...
I've went with that since I was a kid, so I'm not going to change it now.
Really?
Scooby-Doo?
I loved He-Man and She-Ra. That was... Nice. And My Little Pony. But
you ever
watched
comic book heroes?
He-Man was my favorite.
Cable.
Yeah, I have watched some comic... I like comic books.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because the other day they brought
Wonder
in
Woman, that was one of my favorite shows when I was a kid.
Terry's
I thought it was
Anna
weird.
As well.
I thought it was weird that one of Wonder Woman's power was to make you tell the truth. That's kind of a wussy power.
In woman's world, it's not, because a woman thinks a man lies about everything.
Okay.
So
now
a woman,
it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe a word that you're saying, you bastard. Always lie to me. Right. Now you can't lie.
Yes, I was looking at you.
Because all vaginas think every swinging dick is a liar.
Exactly. All right.
That's the moral of the story.
Cool. Well, that's some of the subjects we've never cleared up on the podcast until to now. Oh. To now.
To now.
That's like tonight, right now.
You go
pizza
to
now.
To now.
PDX button. They got a button of Wonder Woman and Hello Kitty.
Ooh, my wife would love
a Wonder Pussy.
Yeah, it's like Hello Kitty in a Wonder Woman outfit.
Ooh,
it's a Wonder Pussy.
Ooh, Wonder Pussy. What are you looking outside? It's funny when one person looks at we all. Oh, neighbor.
Wait,
the
look
podcast.
At that. This is, I'm just gonna look in random directions and see where it goes.
Oh, I do that. I have.
You looking at me?
I'm pretty spacey.
I'm doing that now.
Dude, I'm more spacey than Kevin.
That reminds me of the story that Don Thorpe told when we asked where the weirdest place he'd ever taken a dump, and he said,
side of the road.
Side of the road on the way to a concert. Didn't want to stop at the rest area. Ain't got time to fuck around because he didn't want to be late. He goes, so I just crouched right beside. But he goes, I was just like looking up at the sky, pointing, and everybody that drove by was just like,
yeah, I
never
that's
saw
the
me that I was
most brilliant thing. If you got to ever shit on the side of the road, just point to the sky.
Or in between wooden slats to drip down below on Johnny Depp.
Exactly. Yeah, tie-in right there is what that is. Okay. And before I forget, here's a little segment that we always do. Our buddy Hans, he listens every day.
How many listeners do you have about, you think? Or subscribers?
Well,
or
I don't
how
know.
Does this work?
20 to 30, I'd say we get within the first week of a show being released. 20 to 30 downloads.
But we have been heard in over 75 countries.
That
79 last time I
really?
Checked. 79. We're about 5 to 10% of our downloads are in China.
Wow.
And only 49 like, or 50% are in Oregon.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we're
that
out
is
there.
Really, that's cool.
We've got some hot spots.
Yeah. I mean, you have like enough of the world population that you can know that at least one person listening will probably die next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you kind of consider, factor that in. Like, one of you fuckers is going to ruin your family's Christmas.
Exactly.
And that's a good point. And what I like to bring up at this point is that we have a hotline that people can call. And if anybody does die, I would like them to call.
Or
like
their family.
Call.
call.
That's right.
From the dead.
That's even better.
Just give us a heads up.
Just let us know.
Maybe I was a tag listener. Maybe that could be your final call, like when you're in the house and you get the one call. You get one call when you're dying, right?
I used to listen to your show.
I think that's prison.
Yeah. Okay, I knew there was something.
You're like, I know someone gets one call. Just one. That's it. You don't get two. If it's busy, you're just fucked.
Yeah, you're just fucked. And we get a significant amount of listeners like around Sacramento and in Boise, which is weird. I don't know why.
Tell us how they found our shows.
Yeah, that would be.
Give them a task.
791-6-TAG.
That's what.
541-791.
6824.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. I don't know
what letters are on what number.
I gave out the wrong number to one guy one time, and he was called like three or four times.
He was
Dano from the Athearchists.
He was getting a fax tone, wasn't he?
He got a fax tone.
Oh, that's the worst.
But like, one time he was calling
my
and harassing
voice
some old
like
lady.
Because
he was calling at like 2 in the morning, so I went to a machine and I said, it's just a machine. Just give a call and leave a message. He was all drunk, probably.
That's too funny.
Rattling onto us.
We're having trouble breaking into places like Papua New Guinea.
Because that's on the list.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? We haven't made it.
Or the Netherlands.
We make it there.
Like, there's no, like, in...
In Holland?
Yeah.
Congo?
Really? I can get you listeners there. I got family there.
Cool.
I'll tell them, you know what? Yeah. We need a Holland.
At least one.
Just one. I'll hit
one.
Up my cousin.
We finally hit Ecuador. Yeah. I got
really?
To download in Ecuador.
Nice.
And, but we really haven't hit Africa very much.
I don't think they have a lot of computers
like,
over there.
Or Rwanda. We don't have any listeners in
Ethiopia.
Congo.
Hotel Rwanda. Yeah. They're not downloading.
Don Cheadle's not even listening.
God damn it. But Hans, he works over there at CH2M Hill in Corvallis. And he
I didn't know that. What's he do?
He's a drafter.
Oh, like he makes three-dimensional.
Yeah.
Oh, he does CAD. He does the computer stuff.
I believe so.
People, man, grab your pencil, Hans. Get a fucking pencil, Hans.
Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to throw you under the bus. Yeah, you use those fucking computers.
Yep. He totally meant to do that.
You make those little blue things like we used to do in school where you draw it up into four little squares and you do the side, the front, the other side, and like the three-dimensional
thing. Dude, he's good at it now. He got a way where he can put his mouse pad on his knee and kick back in his chair and listen to the TagCast podcast while he's working.
All right.
And he's going against the grain because his employers have told him not to be downloading stuff.
Ooh,
that's
so punk rock.
Oh, I know. Hans is totally punk. That's why
he did it again.
That's why we made a new rap intro for Hans and what's
women
Hans
in the hood. They call them britches.
They call them britches.
Britches. I haven't heard that word in ages.
Women in the hood. They call them britches. What's in Hans' CD player? I got spaghetti on my shirt, and I don't know what I'm saying because I'm white, and I don't know how to rap because my name is a Mexican dinner. And what's in Hans' CD player? We're going to find out right now. I bet it's not Eminem. That's right. It's not Eminem. So we're going to retire.
Can I guess?
Yeah, you can. Let me give you... Oh, you're never going to guess because this is an underground death metal band
that we used to
play with. They're from Seattle from the early 90s.
Coffin Break.
Infester.
Oh.
To the depths.
If you would have gave me the hint that they're underground, I would have, you know, I'm trying to set up.
You're trying to dig yourself out of your shithole.
He spends most episodes doing that. I have a guess that I want to throw out there, but I, you know, you always give
like,
me too
but
much
I don't
hint,
know.
And so it doesn't.
Oh.
Like last time I guessed it, because you said Canadian band, and so I said Rush.
Yeah, I said Seattle. And
this time I was going to guess that he was listening to Digital Underground.
Hans wouldn't be caught dead listening to Digital Underground.
Why not? There's some good lyrics, man. There's some catchy stuff.
The Humpty
Hump? And it brings
them
back to a simpler time, just like
he
said.
Isn't that the hit?
Oh, my gosh.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that from my karaoke.
Back when
hip-hop
was fun and not gangsta.
What's your go-to karaoke?
Man, I had so many because I did it for years. I went to my list and looked, and there was like over 100 songs that I'd sang karaoke. So I have,
it's insane.
Yeah, I know.
I would go. You
how about
did.
You?
My
I
go-to
saw you
one
watch
was "Easy" by Faith No More.
A Little Red Riding Hood a couple times.
Oh yeah,
when you were dressed up as a werewolf.
Have you done like Little Pig?
No, no, that's
Green
not
jelly.
Mine.
Green Jello.
I don't go karaoke very often.
Him and
I saw Jello just last weekend.
Yeah.
Jello Biafra?
Yes.
Oh, at the...
In Portland.
Terry and I did.
With Jessica, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At, yeah. The Wonder Ball... Or,
what was the was band, it? Though?
Oh, with Guttermouth.
Guttermouth. And Nashville
Reverend, Reverend Horton, Horton Heat. Heat. Yeah.
Oh, man, I was having a brain...
That, I know, I did too. I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
I think the last solo one I did was the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin.
Really?
But... But him and Lance, him and Lance Thill did "Leather and Lace" by Stevie Nicks.
But then, so you and I did that. So that is, would be my go-to song because I've done it twice in the last three times.
Yeah.
So what's your go-to song?
"Leather and Lace" by
Leather
Stevie
and Lace.
Nicks,
okay.
And well, actually, it's by Will Ferrell and Dave Grohl.
Most of my go-to songs are "Faith No More," like "Midlife Crisis," and the one I can't remember the name right now, "Falling to Pieces."
What's that song?
You got me.
What's that song?
King for a day, fool for a lifetime.
All I hear.
What's that song?
Do it again.
What's that song?
It's Ozzy.
Maybe that son.
Was it "My Last Cup of Sorrow"?
Maybe.
I don't know. Naked.
There's
in front of
something
the computer.
I don't want to give.
Oh.
No.
Nah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out. Bikini does that song. Why didn't I know it? I'm retarded. Oh, well.
It's good.
It is
oh,
good.
Oh, you never said what your favorite cartoon was.
Oh,
you
shit.
Just shit all over.
Just,
we went on another tangent.
You just let your shit just drop right through the wood, right onto the Flintstones.
Johnny Depp's head.
And then you went
I'm gonna
away.
Make an animated video of that.
I
super mean.
I told you, like, I really loved. I really loved He-Man and She-Ra.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's
Castle
right.
Grayskull, and I loved Thundercats too.
Nice, nice.
Those are my favorite cartoons.
Sorry, I had forgot, but remember the Tiny Toons? We were talking a little bit
tiny
last
Toons.
Episode.
I'm tiny
Toons and what was
Dark
the other
Wing
one?
Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
Yes,
and Rescue Rangers.
I loved Rescue Rangers.
That was an era of afternoon cartoons.
It was. Know? It was. I totally remember that.
Yep, and those days are gone because now you don't have Saturday morning cartoons.
And I love
or
that show,
school.
Dinosaurs.
Oh, not the mama.
With the puppet things or the
big
not
big,
the mama.
The big Muppets, the Muppet dinosaurs basically.
Say that again.
Not the mama.
That was the Indian version.
I think that's your
my mom loved that show.
I bet she
so
did.
So we watched
not
it.
The mama. And
I'd always say that to her. And I was like 17 at the time. Be like, not the mama.
That's from Dubai.
Hilarious. Well, shit. I think we're about one and a half shows in, so
you didn't even say what was in your vinyl.
I haven't. I told you.
What's in your vinyl?
No.
Well, we do what's in Hansa's CD player.
What's on
and
my
what's
record
on Perry's
player.
Turntable.
But I'm still out of commission.
What was the last VHS movie that you watched?
Oh my gosh.
200 Motels, Frank Zappa.
I honestly, I don't know.
Long time ago?
Yeah,
did
long
you ever,
time
you,
ago.
Own a laser disc?
No.
God, those things were expensive, those discs. Were
no.
Like $400.
Remember
that's
mini
that's probably
discs?
Why I didn't.
Yeah. Like, wasn't that right after CDs, everything was like, everything's going to go mini disc.
Oh, they were like
oh,
little
yeah,
three
like
inchers.
The little,
yeah,
yeah,
and it was
I remember
outrageous,
that.
And they lasted like 3 months.
If that. Yeah, that's giving it a lot
see,
of credit.
See, lucky for
right
me,
there.
I am poor enough to where I don't catch on to technology till it's a couple years old because I can't afford it.
That's me too. I'm in that
and
same
and like
book.
Laserdiscs yeah. came out, and by the time I could afford them, there was already something new which I couldn't afford.
And now they're like CDs. Vinyl collectors, right?
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. It's like ridiculous. They had Laserdiscs of karaoke.
You haven't seen a movie till you've seen it on Laserdisc.
They're the size of a record.
They are. They're double-sided too. It's
crazy.
Wow.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up. We'd like to thank Westy for being in the studio with us and
thanks
answering all of our
me.
Questions. We got a lot of information out of her, and now we're going to hold that against her. Use it.
Yeah.
Wait. That doesn't
just,
work.
Just use it.
Yeah. We're just
like
going
to
use it.
We've told you we've been recording
just
this whole time.
Use it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we've been recording. This is going to be broadcast.
This whole entire time.
It's going to be on the internet.
That's what these microphones are for. And
that's great.
She's just used to having a microphone in her face.
I'm
so she didn't even
I am. I'm real good with...
round,
you know,
things,
phallic things in my face.
She just puts her lips right up to
it. I do. I know what to do. I have experience.
That's right. And that's what she did with the pizza. We gave her some pizza. She put it right in her mouth.
Yep.
Pizza Now.
Straight
like
down
to,
my mouth hole.
Gullet. We would like to thank Pizza Now for sponsoring our show and
giving
us
me
some
something good down my mouth.
Giving her some protein and energy to skate back across town.
That's right.
Has your tractor ever hit a cow?
Do you have a tractor?
I've never had a tractor.
Oh.
Well, if you had one, you could take it out to Complete Ag Resolutions. That's our other sponsor. They generously re-up every season and give us a whatever they give us. They give us money to keep us on the air.
They keep the show alive.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Complete Ag Resolutions, me and Dustin would be more broke than we already are. Because we'd be paying for this shit ourselves. But let's see. Check out VHMF.org. I need to plug that because we're giving away musical instruments to kids 10 to 17.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That is awesome that you guys are doing that.
We just released 12 local Oregon tracks, including Victims of Internal Decay, Rarity.
And Witch Mountain.
And Witch Mountain is on there.
Oh, I love Witch Mountain.
12 tracks on there. Norska, $1.99 to download it.
Also, that other band, Lusica, is on
Lusica.
There as well. Great bunch of great bands who donated
awesome
their
bands.
Music for this fund, and we've been receiving our first few essays from kids who want
it's still
instruments.
Open. Yep. We extended it to April 2nd. We got one guitar, I think, that we're going to give out, the Monster one, and then I think we'll be focusing on next year's, hoping to give, you know, tens of guitars and maybe even a drum set would be cool.
That
too.
Would be cool.
Yep. So check it out at vfmf.org. You can download a application there, fill it out, and send it in to us at our post office box. Also, go to tagcastpodcast.com if you're not there already. You can shop through Amazon by clicking on the link, and we'll get a little bit of a kickback, and that'll help keep us on the internet as well. Go to iTunes if you listen there and rate us. Give us 5 stars, please. Thank you, and good night. No. Also at TagCast Podcast, you can find all of our social media links like Twitter and Tumblr and Facecrack.
You just like that against your mouth.
I do. I was waiting to say something.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say people should go and start a Wikipedia page for Westy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Use all the information you heard today and just
hope
put,
you were taking notes.
Just, well, you can just
That's
rewind
right.
it. Just put citations needed on anything that might be questionable.
That's right. Which is everything.
That's right. Because you never know if she was telling the truth or not. Because this is a podcast and
yes.
it's all speculation.
I haven't even checked.
It
Maybe
is.
Somebody started one on us on the Tagcast.
That would be
That's
awesome.
That's right.
Wow.
There's not one for victims and there's not one for Terry Giles.
I did buy the Victims of Internal Decay website, though. I need to point it to the Facebook
nice.
Page.
Nice.
Excellent. Well done, Gatch.
Yeah. He's a webmaster.
I'm up on it. I tried to sell a website, weeklyaffiliate.com. I thought, what a great site if you wanted to keep a blog about affiliated, right?
So exactly.
Weeklyaffiliate.com. It cost me $34 to put it on to list it on this site to sell. It's like eBay for websites, right?
Oh, wow.
And so $34, I was like, well, I'd take like 80 for it.
Wow. You're an
you
entrepreneur.
Know?
Yeah, look
Rather
at you go.
So you're the webmaster. Do you have a...
I got two bids on it. One, the high bid was $12.
Do you, being a webmaster, do you have to have a safe word?
My safe word's Debbie Star.
That's
really?
All one word, lowercase.
That's right.
Debbie Star.
It's usually him saying it because that will make. There's nothing like hearing the name of your boss when you're.
That's you're like, wait a minute, things are getting weird. Debbie Star.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything's fine now. Thank you.
Yeah, I originally told Debbie that's the only way.
That's the only way?
She'll ever hear her name.
Ever?
It's just giving her shit.
All right, well, you guys have a great hump day. Get out there and do some humping. Please come back on Friday and listen to us. We'll be back.
They can use my name as a safe word.
Okay. All one word, Westy Weaver.
That's right.
Yep. Westy Weaver. Thanks for being here.
Yep, rock on.
Come back again sometime.
Gatch would make a great safe word.
Wouldn't he?
Gatch! And I'll be there, just like a State Farm guy when you yell his name.
Like a good neighbor? Gatch!
I caught you a dollar.
Wait, say it again. Huddle together. Like a good neighbor. Gatch! In my office.
Gatch! 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 Gatch!
You guys have a great day. That was wonderful. Can I get a cigarette?
Yeah.
I need to go outside.
I need two.
Peace out.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Pluggy plug 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 plug. Hello, Taggots. Here I am again to tell you what to go do. You don't want to just sit at home like a stick in the mud. Thursday, March 14th, it's Comedy at the Shack in Salem with your host, Jesse Priest. We got Richie Stratton and Andy Shands, a great impressionist and musical comedian. And Richie Stratton is actually the first stand-up to be on the Vans Warped Tour just for this last year. So go check out Richie and Andy and Jesse Priest at the Shack in Salem. That's a 21 and over show, and it's free. It starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, March 15th, at Cloud and Kelly's, it's Crimson Guardian and Bury the Goat at 10 o'clock. It's a 21 and over thing, and it might be a couple bucks at the door. It might be free. I'm not too sure, but either way, go check that out. That's in Corvallis. Saturday, March 16th at the Dixie Creek Saloon, it's Wicked Haven Crimson Guardian Bikini, a free show at 9 p.m., 21 and over. Also, if you're not in that area and you happen to be in Eugene that night, the 16th, go to the Wow Hall and watch We Have Guns with 30 Pound Test, Tall Boy, and Audiophobia. I believe tickets are like $5 in advance, maybe.
Who's got guns?
We do. Carl has guns.
I got a gun.
All right, so go check those guys out. Friday, March 22nd at Diablo's Downtown Lounge, it's Sick Man, a tribute to Alice in Chains, along with Electric Funeral, which is an acoustic metal cover band, I believe.
Electric Funeral!
And Strange Dichotomy will be rounding out the show. That's a 9 o'clock show, 21 and over, probably like $5 at the door. Saturday, March 23rd, it's Nile, Ceremonial Castings, World of Lies, and Heathen Shrine at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. I don't have information on tickets, but you could get that online if you just check it out. Google it. Tuesday, March 26th, at the Ash Street Saloon, it's Doom Extravaganza with Arizona's Graves at Sea coming up to play with Portland's Aldebaran. Also, Ash Borer is playing that night. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at the Ash Street Saloon and probably a few other places, but I don't know where that is. Shows every day coming up. Wednesday, March 27th at Cosmic Pizza, we got Pajama People featuring Ike Willis of the Frank Zappa Band. I think that's an 8 o'clock show. I don't have information on the price of the tickets, but you should go either way. I will be there playing at least three songs with those guys on the bass guitar.
Pajama People.
Sitting in with one of my childhood idols, so that will be kind of fun for me. Thursday, March 28th at the Granary Pizza on 5th and Pearl in Eugene. It's Comedy as Advertised with your host, Seth Milstein. I will be doing a set there as well. And there'll probably be some Portland comics coming down and some Eugene comics filling out the bill. It's a free show. It's 9 o'clock. Friday, March 29th at the Crystal Ballroom in Portland, it's Anthrax, Exodus, Municipal Waste, and High on Fire. I'm lucky enough to have VIP passes for that with my friend Death Metal Dave Forsyth coming up from Reno for that whole weekend. Saturday, March 30th, we got the Last Comedian Standing. I almost can't talk properly, but that's at the City in Eugene, 2222 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's a mouthful. But you got to come down to that if you want to. It's $5 to the door. We're going to be giving away some tickets in the next couple weeks for that. You got to come out and vote for me so I can win like $1,500 cash just for telling jokes. I could use it. Also, Sunday, March 31st, at the Actors Cabaret of Eugene, it's the 18th annual Laugh Off. It's another comedy competition that I'm involved in. It's 18 and over, $20 to the door, but all proceeds go to the Green Hill Humane Society. So don't be scared of that $20 price tag because it all goes to a good cause. So get out and do something fun. A lot of more shows coming up. We'll save those for next time, though. Thanks for listening, and get out and do something. And when you get home, you can listen to the TagCast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com.
Blammo. I whammo.
Thank you, and good night.